there are millions of persons who make no profession or claim to being Christian and who have not heard the message of the kingdom. Although that message of the kingdom is proclaimed in the hearing of such, many do not hear. But some of them hear and become part of the great multitude. Many of these have never pretended to be Christians, since the promise of being hid during Armageddon is only to those who obey the commandments. It reasonably follows that none others will be hidden. Probably all the others are going down in death in the great conflict because the purpose of the devil is to destroy all the human race and he attempts to do so. Will all such persons, including those who have not heard, perish and never have a resurrection? No. No one has any reason to reach such a conclusion. God has the power to raise them out of death. Will he do so? Jesus says, all are in their graves shall come forth, some to life and some for judgment. The purpose of such awakening out of death is to furnish them an opportunity to obey and live. Furthermore, it's written in Acts 24, there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And at Acts 17, God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised up Christ Jesus from the dead. It is written in 2 Timothy, the Lord Jesus will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. Of necessity, these texts must include all persons now on the earth who die at Armageddon, aside from those who are of the goat class, that is, those who are wicked. To say that all persons now on the earth who die at Armageddon will perish and none of them will be resurrected is entirely unscriptural. It's the bounden duty of all who now have the truth to tell others who will hear that God's word discloses his purpose through Christ Jesus. The responsibility now resting upon those who are enlightened is to be witnesses to the name and kingdom of Jehovah, to the end that those who desire may hear and have the opportunity of finding the way to life. The specific commandment to Jehovah's Witnesses at this time is this. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. This gospel must be proclaimed to all as we have opportunity as a witness to them. Those who have good will toward God will hear and take their stand on the side of the Lord, whether they be of Christendom or outside thereof. The warning must be given to those of Christendom who claim to be on the side of the Lord but who are not, and who are pursuing a lawless or iniquitous course, and which are described in the scriptures as wicked. Those who heed the warning and change their course of action and follow God's righteous way have the promise that they may be hid and live. Those who do not shall not live, as Jehovah declares. Let everyone who loves God and his kingdom be diligent now to obey the commandments of the Lord. Those who will be continuously proclaiming the message of the kingdom will not be unduly concerned as to just who will or who will not survive Armageddon. For many of Jehovah's Witnesses, or any of them, to go to a person and dogmatically say, you are the devil and died Armageddon and remain dead, is entirely out of order and improper, because the Lord will do the judging. The duty of those who love God, he clearly defines when he says, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stumbling stones, lift up a standard for the people. The Lord will determine the result in his own good way. The conclusion seems to be irresistible, therefore, that those who have the promise of being hidden and carried through Armageddon are the ones who faithfully obey God's commandments after taking their stand on the side of the Lord. That those who will be destroyed and remain dead are of the goat class. That there are millions of others now on the earth who will go down in death during Armageddon and who will be awakened out of death and be given an opportunity to obey the Lord and live. Have in mind always that life is the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord and is given to those who hear, who love, obey, and serve God.